for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we can just pretend. Looks like need no introduction. Now who's the greatest? Your trap I seem to imply. Tell me, darling, where do we begin? I'm here for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we can just pretend. Looks I need no introduction. Now who's the greatest? Your trap I seem to imply. Tell me, darling, where do we begin?
You're about to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
Yo, Billy, stop banging your microphone around. What's up, guys? It's Crash Test Radio. It's Monday night. Billy's here. Uncle Will.
I'm on the instant messenger tonight. So send us a line, Crash Test Losers.
I like to stop the music so Billy can get what he needs to say in, because it's usually pretty quiet.
There's music?
Yeah, there's music. You can't hear music?
Really? I can't hear any music.
You
can
hear music, right?
I can hear the music.
All right. Also with us today is Cliffy Doodles. He was here the last show.
What's up there, Rocky?
And our friend from high school, Aaron, from Bargain Donor.
The donor lives on.
The donor lives on. Was it myspace.com/bargaindonor?
You could
hear some
sure.
Bargain Donor, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's five songs up on there, man. Songs. One of them is Get Your Head Out Your Ass, my personal favorite.
Oh, Cliff was the drummer.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
didn't Matt
was
make that?
The drummer?
Oh shit!
Was the drummer? Was I left drummer. To pursue a much gayer.
I thought you told me you weren't in a band, Aaron.
Oh, I wasn't in a band. I don't know. I kind of am still in a band. The band lives on.
All right,
but I'm not really playing any shows. You know,
in the heart.
Billy was in a ska band with me in the beginning.
LBO.
That's where it all started. Lunchbox Orchestra.
You
back
know,
in
I
eighth
saw you
grade.
Guys at Obsessions.
That was
rock. Oh shit! I remember that band.
We
that
rocked Obsessions.
Yeah.
Right?
It's called Party Billy? Community Now or something like that.
All I remember is that Oitu had a really annoying Hawaiian shirt on. That's really all I remember.
Michael.
That whole show.
Man, he was in that
band.
Did he?
Michael is a legend.
Mikey Oitu.
He is a legend.
Wow, those are just some of our friends. No one has absolutely no idea what we're talking about. I'm high.
Yeah.
Cliffy?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you.
Cliffy, you high?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Not really that high, no.
Aaron's not. Billy's not.
I'm going on a beer run soon, though.
That's cool. Yeah, we totally should have had beer here.
Didn't think ahead. Got a plan for next time.
Wah, wah, wah.
But.
I don't even know how to do it.
What, shit, what were we going to talk about?
Huh?
Oh, wow. Oh man, I totally forgot. Oh, so we have our first ever Crash Test Radio drama series, radio drama series, Billy.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear about that?
No, you didn't tell me.
You know that show on ABC?
Yeah.
Was it Heroes?
Okay.
You know the ones with the kids who have superpowers and they're in high school.
The
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
You've seen it.
You asked me that show's getting a little out of hand.
But so Adobe and Crash Test Radio have come up with their own radio series, drama series.
That sounds awesome.
Loosely based on the show, right, Cliff?
Yeah,
doesn't that sound
awesome?
So we're going to go ahead and play that for you right now because it's a little long and we can just kind
of
sit around and pick our nose Drink while it's going
on.
Drink
a lot of water and try to come down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So here's a world premiere, Crash Test Radio's hit new radio drama series.
Earlier this year, NBC premiered its hit drama series, Heroes, about a group of teenagers who discover they have superpowers. And now Crash Test Radio brings you its very own weekly drama series, Homos, the story of a group of teenagers who have extraordinary gay superpowers. Hello, all you iDobie listeners. I'm your host, Ryan Buttcrest. We begin our story with a young Bobby Felch who's about to begin his first day at a new school. Little does Bobby know, today will be a day that will change his life forever.
Oh, fucking alarm clocks. Oh, it's too early. I need my beauty sleep.
Oh well, no use complaining. Time to start a new day at a new school with a new bunch of kids who will just kick my ass and call me a faggot all day.
Oh. Bobby, it's your mother. Come down, I made breakfast. I got eggs and those giant jumbo sausages you like.
Mom, I'm too nervous to eat today, but the sausages do sound good. Just throw me a couple of those and I'll throw them down my throat on the school bus.
Ah, that's mommy's little fairy.
We now fast forward our story to Bobby's first class of the day, where we find him in a predicament I'm sure we've all been in.
Okay, class, now, the birth of slavery after we brought the African Americans over from Africa sparked a whole bunch of things now in our current history. I mean, we have hip-hop, we have...
Oh, Jesus, this class is so boring. And I can already tell everyone already knows I'm gay.
Watermelon slices,
what's going on in my pants?
Orange and grape
drink. Oh, no, not now. Oh, God, it has to happen right now. Oh, I'm getting the biggest boner.
And it also gave us great sitcom characters like, that fat African-American who wore the red beret. What was his name?
Rerun?
Yes, Jimmy. Very good. Rerun. So
what's happening? Stop. Oh, Jesus. I've never had a problem like this. Oh, my God. It's going all the way down my shoe. Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. I just hope I don't have to stand up in the middle of class. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to wrap it around my leg 20 times? I mean... What is going on here? This isn't...
Oh. Bobby, are you paying attention to me?
Yes, teacher. I'm sorry. I just got way into your teaching. I'm very passionate about the African-Americans, and I love the Steve Harvey Show and menthol cigarettes.
Oh, well, good. Now, where was I? The death of Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur made a huge...
Phew, that was a close one. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Teacher, my penis just grew an extra 2 feet. This is incredible. It's so rubbery and flexible. Oh, this must be some kind of super gay power.
Alas, Bobby did. His penis could stretch and bend in ways no man's ever could. Bobby was virtually a super gay Stretch Armstrong. It would be later that day in lunch where Bobby would find his first friend at his new school.
Hey there, princess. You want to come sit here over next to me?
Excuse me?
Chill, baby. I'm just like you. I could tell you gay from a mile away.
Really?
Sure. Now you sit your tight ass right next to me and tell me a little bit about yourself, sugar farts.
Well, my name's Bobby Felch. I'm gay, as you can already tell, and I'm new to the school, and I don't have any friends.
Well, Mr. Felch, they call me Honey Hole. Because my hole tastes like...
Well, you get the picture. And don't you worry, because I'm like the head of the gay community in this high school, and I am well respected.
Hey, faggot, you want a bite of my hot dog?
Oh, Bobby, don't you mind him. That's Billy Pierce. He's the captain of the football team and all that shit. And the reason he's so homophobic, some say, is because he's actually gay himself.
Oh, Billy, no thanks. I'm kind of full right now, but if you want, I'll meet you in the locker room after school and decorate your face like a birthday cake. I know you love that, sugar.
Shut up, queer.
Wow, so you're actually gay and black. That must be rough.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that, Thitha. But, you know, it ain't all that bad. Can you keep a secret there, Mr. Bobby Felch?
Sure, I guess.
Well, the other day... When I was in the teacher's lounge with the shop teacher there, Mr. Jensen, I was doing reverse cowgirl when all of a sudden I became so worked up. And I said to myself, oh, good Lord, what is going on here? And all of a sudden my whole body just lit on fire and I was flying around the room. And Mr. Jensen, he just don't know what to do and he's not going to tell anyone because he don't want to get in no trouble. But you know, I was like, this is just the strangest thing. I mean, what could this be? And you know me, I am such a queen that I automatically wanted to give myself a title, you know, like prince. So what do you think about this? The human flamer.
My God, this high school's gayer than Lance Bass tonguing Justin Timberlake's balls. I guess Bobby Felch isn't the only one with gay superpowers. Next week on Homos. Will our homos be able to foil Billy Pearson's plot to rid the world of the gay population? I'll teach those fags. First, the government creates AIDS, and that didn't work. But now I, Dr. Hetero, have finally found the answer. Quick, human flamer, the only way we can foil Dr. Hetero's plan is to find the condom of destiny. A condom? What the hell are you talking about? What's that?
Oh, man. Well, I sure do hope our heroes are able to defeat Dr. Hetero in his plan to rid the world's gay population. Can you believe that that said the government created AIDS? Cliff?
I wasn't paying attention to
Billy, what's up?
What?
What's the matter with you?
I'm just chilling.
Why are you so quiet today? Perfect day to fucking pick to be quiet. While we're supposed to be talking on the radio. what the hell's the matter with you?
Nothing. Putting me on the spot.
What'd you do? We got to fucking talk about your skating video.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Talk about yourself.
Yeah, man.
What's your MySpace? Is it on the Crash Test Radio
thing? MySpace.com/BigUncleWill.
Really?
Yeah.
And, all right. So we have to go there and see your skating video. Or easier, we can just go to MySpace.com/Crash Test Radio and I put it up in there.
That's right.
And you went skating over the weekend.
Yeah, me and the big fella, Ace, or two. We hit the streets this weekend, and we're getting better. So check it out.
Yeah,
it's just one of many. That's volume one.
So what? Billy came. He was. We were hanging out on Saturday, the night after you were skating, and you had this big fucking grapefruit on your fucking elbow, man.
Yeah. I effed up my elbow. I was just ollieing like another deck.
Yeah,
I just busted my ass and I had like a huge water spot in my elbow.
Oh, it looks like a fucking ball sack on your elbow.
It was pain, but it's going down now. I think I'm going to get to keep my arm.
There it is right there. Your elbow now?
Oh, it's like a big bubble.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think you should go to the doctor or anything?
I don't have health insurance, so I don't know if I can do that.
So you and or two went outside and you just started skating around. So is this all, is this unedited? Is this the Billy we know? No falls, no nothing? Except for that one where you busted your elbow?
This is who I am now,
right? I don't know if I can accept a skateboarding Uncle Will.
Why?
I don't know. Well, you look really good in the video, though. You did good, man. You really shocked the hell out of me. You just started like two fucking weeks ago.
About 5 weeks ago.
I skateboarded for like a year when I was little. I can't fucking ollie. I can't do shit.
Once you hit the first one, you're hooked.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. So you just started skateboarding 5 weeks ago, huh?
That's it. It was Robin Big. Robin Big is what that, I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah? That show influenced you? You just wanted to be like Robin Big?
Yeah.
Which one? What do you want to be? The big black guy or the skinny white guy?
Either one.
Really? I don't want to be the big black guy, man. He's like a bear.
They just have cool lifestyles, so.
Yeah.
Try to steal it from them.
God, you're boring. No, I'm kidding. Yesterday was an awesome TV night. Did you watch, what did you watch on TV yesterday, Cliffy Doodles?
Jeez, I don't know. What the fuck was on last night?
Dude, man? There were so many fucking things on last night. There was Family Guy.
Missed it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was really good.
I wait for the DVDs, not gonna lie. I'm not the guy to talk to about something.
And the premiere of Andrew Dice Clay. Dice Undisputed.
Like an hour ago with you.
That show is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's
really awesome. Oh, man. That is my new. That is Rocco's TiVo of the week. I just started that. I'm just making that.
Rocco's TiVo pick of the week.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay, Dice Undisputed. It is fucking hilarious.
So, like, looking into the future a little bit?
Of me?
Yeah.
No, I was telling you before. Do you ever get that feeling like you know you won't like live to a certain age? I bet a lot of people do. And you can instant message Billy, Uncle Will. Sorry, Billy, for giving your real name, Uncle Will. At Crash Test Losers on instant message. And check us out, myspace.com/crashtestradio.
So you just don't see yourself getting to the age of like 60?
No, I was telling you the other day. I don't know. Like, I could picture myself like up until about 40 and then it's like I don't see anything after that. Right. And I almost feel like it's someone telling me, don't worry, man. You don't need to see this shit because it ain't going to fucking happen. You never get like that?
No, no. Because like I said to you, I think the other day.
Yeah.
Fucking, where the hell was I going? Oh, yeah. Right, right. Yeah, I kind of just think about now, like the next 5 years from now. I don't really go like, fuck, I hope I don't fuck up at 40, bro.
Like, no, I mean, man. I don't know. Like, I always feel like.
I'm always like, I'm going to fuck my life up like tomorrow.
You really?
Worry about like.
Why are you like shit?
Yeah, you don't really take care of yourself so much. That's probably true.
No. Right? Laura? No. Yeah, she says no too. I don't know, man.
Do you get a lot of shortness of breath?
Oh my God, I got shortness of breath right now, man. Walking up those steps, letting you in.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It was fucking ridiculous. That's what I was going to get to. Like. First of all, I've known Cliff for a very long time. Let's get a little bit into the history of Cliffy.
Right. Right.
We were friends, and then I had a band, and
Adam's not funny.
I met Cliff and Aaron while I was in that band, and then our band needed a drummer, and Cliff tried out.
Yeah, and Rocco was like, yo, you suck. It's not happening this time.
But then we didn't talk for like we didn't talk for a couple of years, right. And then all of a sudden we started hanging out again. And we joined another ska band.
Does that ever stop? Oh, there it is.
No, it doesn't fucking stop. Ska is all over the world.
No, okay.
Oh, it's the gayest thing.
It's over.
Right, Billy?
It's over.
Is ska ever coming back?
I don't know.
We were going somewhere with that whole thing, though.
Yeah, what was I talking about? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but ever since me and Cliffy have been real tight, we got into smoking pot together. Mm. But you.
Me.
Used to be like a big dude. Like when I first met you.
Yeah.
And like you look like you ate exactly like me. I was like, oh man, this is awesome. This kid's going down the same road as I am.
Yeah, no.
And then when we started hanging out again, you're like half the person.
I gained this little thing.
You're Mr. Willpower, man.
That's what I'm saying. I got some willpower. I found some willpower.
Totally, man. Like you smoked coming out of the womb and you just recently quit cigarettes and I don't see you going back.
Bullshit. That's some willpower, man. Every fucking 5 seconds that I fucking, every time you take out a cigarette, you're like, yo, Cliff. You want a fucking cigarette? Like, oh, you know.
Well, that's because I'm still smoking, and I got to try to get you to fucking start smoking again so you can die in early age like me.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Billy, how long do you think you're going to live for?
60.
60?
The right age of 60.
60.
Why 60? Why, yeah, explain.
I can't get my hands on health, really. It's not something I can do.
Yeah. So you think you'll be dead at 60?
Yeah.
You're a mess. So what was the other thing we wanted to talk
Billy
about?
Billy did not smoke, by the way. He's actually just this mellow all the time, I guess.
Billy? No, yeah. Billy's a mess. He never talks. We're on the radio, and he never wants to talk.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to talk.
What are people saying?
They a lot of skaters. They have some footage. They're sending me links and stuff.
Oh, really? Nice. You got some new skater buddies?
You can get some fucking people for your video, man.
Where's the message board? You said, tell them to send you a skater message board or something.
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
At least something was accomplished tonight.
Yeah.
Will's got people for his video.
You could do that. The other thing. Holy crap. You showed this to me, Cliffy Doodles, the other day. Okay. And that's the video of Joe Rogan.
Ah, yeah.
Fucking, ah.
Yeah. That was a victory. I took that as like a personal victory for me.
That was awesome.
Carlos Mencia, ugh.
Joe Rogan. It's at like break.com. I got some clips from it, but... if you go to break.com and you type in Joe Rogan, Carlos Mencia, Billy.
Laura, aren't you?
Do you like Carlos Mencia?
Carlos Mencia fan.
Is that like stocky Spanish comedian?
Yeah, he calls everyone the beaner.
Stocky.
He's trying to like make beaner the new N-word. Yeah. Like he thinks all Spanish people are going to call each other, yo, beaner, what's that, man?
Yeah, beaner. They call themselves other words too, right? Like,
wait,
there's something
like
else.
What?
But anyway, so he was stealing jokes, right?
Essay?
Yeah.
Padre?
There's some other ones too.
Yo, essay? Yeah, but he's trying to turn beaner.
Yeah. It ain't
good. Anyway.
I don't know many Spanish.
So apparently, like, Carlos Mencia has been known for a while to be stealing comedians' material.
Really?
And that's a big no-no, Billy.
Who's did he steal? Anyone in particular?
Yeah, I got a couple. Let me play the clip.
George Lopez was one of them.
George Lopez was one. We'll get to that. Let me start the clip.
What material?
You already used verbatim about
the wall. Oh, you mean the bit? That either George Lopez did when he just did that fucking show.
Did it a long time ago when he was
for you. He never opened for me.
Dude, I opened for you and did that joke in a room.
That's funny, man. So that was Carlos Mencia saying, like Joe Rogan saying to Carlos Mencia, man, you're just stealing everyone's shit, and you're going on MTV, you're going on fucking Comedy Central, you're going on HBO, doing everyone else's bit. And he's like, no, man, I ain't doing that. What you talking about? And then all of a sudden, he's like, some comedian, Ari, I think his name might be Schaefer or Schaffler, Ari something. He's now accusing Carlos Mencia. What?
I apologize if he's listening.
Yeah. I don't know his name. But he's saying that Carlos Mencia stole his joke after he opened for Carlos Mencia. But Carlos Mencia is saying, he never opened for me, man. So let's go.
I was doing that joke before.
No, you weren't.
Yes, bro.
Absolutely not.
Here's this new thing. I don't know if you guys heard this.
This is the joke in question.
Right.
He wants to build a new wall all down the California-Mexico border. Like a 12-foot-high brick wall. It's like 3 feet deep. So no Mexicans get in. But I'm like, dude, Arnold, who do you think is going to build that wall?
I propose that we kick all the illegal aliens out of this country.
This is Carlos Mencia doing the same fucking joke.
Then we build a super fence so they can't get back in. And I went, who's going to build it? That's the fucking joke. Do you really think that a Jewish guy came up with that joke?
What was that? That was like the worst.
It's about something in the news. Why can't a Jewish guy come up with something about something in the news?
It's not your forte.
Then it cuts to a clip that says that comedian Ari whatever is known to be a big racist comic. So this is awesome because I fucking hate Carlos Mencia.
Like Kramer?
She makes me watch it all the time. She's a big fan.
No, I don't.
Well, come in. No, you do. You think he's so fucking funny. Yeah, when we first started dating, you were always fucking watching that show, and every time I turn it on, you go, "Oh, you don't like that guy."
When we first started watching it, I thought it was pretty funny, so I wanted to watch it a couple times.
Yeah.
Bullshit! You fucking introduce yourself to me as, "Hi, I'm Laura. I really, really like The Mind of Mencia."
No, I
did
not.
Comedy Central. It is like the
when I first met her.
You're just saying that because my name used to be Ortiz.
When I first met her, I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And she was like, "Hey, I'm Laura. I really want to bang Carlos Mencia."
Right, I did.
That was the first thing she said.
She said, "Rocco, you look a little bit like Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to come in the back room with me?"
Right, Rocco?
Oh. You fuck. What?
I'm talking about your cock.
Oh, thanks. Clean your mouth. Oh, like Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, I love that guy. Once again, the show to TiVo.
Opener? Anybody got a bottle opener?
The show to TiVo this year, this season, Aaron.
The what?
The show to TiVo this season. Is Dice Undisputed, the Andrew Dice Clay? No. Get on the mic.
Yeah.
No, man. Dice Undisputed. So, all right, let's get back to Joe Rogan for a second. We keep getting sidetracked. There's too many people. What'd you say?
You know, Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
He's famous for saying, you know, face down, ass up.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way we like to fuck.
Thank you. I know. Everyone thinks it's from that fucking rap song.
I'm over here now.
Fucking Steve, man.
I'm over here now.
So, I'm glad you're a big Andrew Dice Clay fan because I don't think any of them are. Oh, awesome. Thank you for the beer, man.
Hickory dickory.
I don't care. The magic hat is good, I guess. That's cool. Thanks, man. So, okay. Back to our Joe Rogan thing.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh. Well,
never mind. Have you heard this? You just walked in.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan stealing
Joe Rogan
jumped
calling
on
calling Carlos Mencia out on stealing jokes. Did you hear anything about that?
No, but I can believe
is that what
it.
You're gonna say?
Right? Exactly. You put it way better than I ever would, man.
Carlos Mencia is full of shit.
Oh sweet. Yeah, well, another so Carlos Mencia Carlos was Mencia. Doing a show in like LA, and Joe Rogan, who's been known to fucking hate these kind of people that steal jokes, he's been known to out other people, jumped on Carlos Mencia's stage while he's performing and started proving to the audience why Carlos Mencia is a hack. So we're kind of into the audio, but you'll catch up.
All down the
Bobby, he would like you to address him as well.
It's about something in the news. Why can't a Jewish guy come up with something about something in the news?
It's not your forte.
I had to rewind a little bit.
See, here's the deal. You are a good performer. You do very well with other people's shit. I do well with my shit.
He got that one off.
Oh, man, I love Joe Rogan. Yeah. And I know a lot of people listening out there only know the Joe Rogan from Fear Factor. Right, right. But he is a fucking funny guy. Listen to, download, buy, I don't care. Just listen to Joe Rogan's stand up.
You turned me on to him.
He's totally, he's good, really he's fucking funny.
He's spunky too, isn't he? Just goes off.
Oh man. So he's talking about George Lopez has a big problem with Carlos Mencia because George Lopez he's been doing stand up for a long time. Thank you, Uncle
Will.
Thanks for checking in, man. I know that's the most I'm gonna fucking get.
Fucking take it.
But
it comes.
You know, George Lopez has been around for a while, and he's talking about how he's watching Carlos Mencia do his joke on fucking HBO.
Right.
So he saw Carlos Mencia and he threw him against a fucking wall.
Other Hispanic comedian to make it except for him.
This is George Lopez.
I do not want any other Spanish comedian, joke tellers to make it except for me. Except for me, I am the bad guy.
Evil bastard.
Oh, George Lopez sounds pretty evil. So George Lopez is fucking bringing Carlos Mencia down? Suck my fucking balls, Carlos. Or is that your real name, Cliffy?
Oh,
we'll get to that.
Foreshadowing all right. For you all.
That's a funny thing to say. That's what a comic would say.
No, he says that because he's like everybody else. They're jealous because
jealous of you, you fat fuck.
Yes, you are.
I'm jealous.
Yes, you are.
I'm jealous of anybody. It's not gonna be a guy who steals material.
And the only thing Carlos Mencia says the whole time is, yo, man, you are such a whiny bitch. Like, you are making every proof. You are bringing all the evidence. You're totally making 100%, but you are a little bitch. And that's all he has to say.
Well, it's better than what Kramer did, right?
Oh, exactly. Joe Rogan should have just, Carlos Mencia should have just ran around the room yelling spick.
You're whiny bitches.
That's awesome, too, because that's Carlos Mencia's show and Joe Rogan yelling out to the fucking thing. Billy. I knew Carlos Mencia wasn't fully Mexican. I think I knew he was like half something, half like Ecuadorian. So that's not a big deal. But
it's close to Mexico.
Ecuador?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Where's Ecuador?
It's right below Mexico.
It's in South America.
Central America. Central America, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Someone needs to message Billy if you know the answer. Crash us losers.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Google me.
His name is Ned what? Homeless?
Ned Ryerson.
He's gonna be Ned fucking Ryerson. Homeless after this fucking thing.
Ned Ryerson?
I forget what I couldn't hear it, but I can't go back.
Groundhog Day.
I gotta wait for the fucking DMV and pay to have that shit changed. Hold on, this is a green card.
Is your name
this
homeless?
Is a green card.
And you can't legally change
you
your name.
Legally,
you
legally
no.
change you your
cannot
name.
Legally change travel all the country.
You can't legally change your name.
I didn't fucking know that. I didn't know Carlos Mencia's real name was Ned. Like, that's fucking...
I didn't even know what was going on there.
Well, because you kept switching with Cliff. Well, I'm sure a lot of people don't know what was going on there.
where does Fear Factor come into this?
Because Joe Rogan is the host of Fear Factor.
Blind Truth.
Is that dude?
Oh, you don't know who Joe Rogan is either?
No. Joe Rogan is?
No. Is he also that Verizon Wireless guy, too?
No.
Like
the network, you know?
What, like, can you hear me good? That guy? No.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I never saw that show.
Oh, man. So you totally think Joe Rogan sucks, probably, right?
Well,
because he's on Fear Factor and that's it?
I've never seen Fear Factor, so
you've probably seen him on Chappelle's show, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Ecuador is in South America. I'm sorry.
All right, so...
Blind Truth, XX.
Okay. So Ecuador is in... South America, we found that out. See all the stuff you learn on this show?
I learn a lot.
So yeah, I mean, so basically, Joe Rogan just fucking bitch slapped Carlos Mencia with his words.
Is this on his show? Or
no, it was on during Carlos Mencia's stand-up. So he just jumped on the stage and he did all this shit. He just called fucking Carlos Mencia out.
Badass that he is.
He's a crime fighter. I'm a crime fighter.
He's a vigilante.
He's a vigilante. A vigilante. He's a vigilante. It's a vigilante. It's a cat.
It's a cat.
It's a cat and he's looking through the wall. It's a cat. It's a cat. And these are eyes. These are eyes in a bag with a banana. With a banana. Daddy, would you like some sausage?
How do you know all that?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Is that Joe Rogan?
That's Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, that's a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud.
Proud.
Proud. Proud. Proud. Proud. Proud. There's my LeBaron, Freddy. Where's your LeBaron? I only see one LeBaron, Freddy.
The number one son. I'm the number one son.
Get the fuck out of the way! Oh, man, that car is so fucking good.
You know Bobby's really pissed at you about tonight.
Oh, fuck, Bobby. I remember Bobby
did. He was supposed
to
be here.
I know. He fucking messaged me yesterday, and I've been at work all fucking day. I'm sorry. Bobby from 3, if he's home, I don't know his instant messenger.
It's LBI Surf 89.
Oh, I don't know if he wanted that over the air, but whatever. Go tell people.
Who the hell is
go tell people how much you miss Bobby from 3.
Bobby's from
I'm sorry, Bobby. I was busy, and I totally forgot about it. You're right. I'm sorry. I'll play one of your music things whenever I see you again. I promise.
Give Threave a shout out.
Visit Threave at myspace.com/THREEVE, I would believe. Or you can see Bobby's, I think he's on our top 8. Yeah. So you can check him out. Yeah. You can check out his band. There. I made it up to him.
That's the least you can do.
Here's No Use for a Name. Let Me Down.
She's never alone. Cause she's scared of what she might say to herself. Always drinking in the back room of the bar, where everyone turns in a half-hearted grin. She won't be afraid as long as that prescription keeps on going through, and all the happy feels make her look like a cardboard cut.
What's up, guys? Crash Test Radio. That was No Use for a Name, Let Me Down. So anyway, we figured we haven't done phone calls in a while, huh, Billy?
No, we should take a few.
We should take a few phone calls, right?
Yeah.
973-229-6647. Give us a call. Anything you want to talk about. We really don't care because we don't really have a format if that isn't blatantly obvious. So I was reading a story. This is fucking mind-boggling, Billy, okay? This woman, she's 420 pounds, okay? She goes to the doctor because she's claiming of stomach fucking pains. They take x-rays. They fucking see she's fucking 9 months pregnant, man. And she didn't fucking know. That's and she amazing. Delivered. They had to fucking deliver a baby.
She's eating all the time anyway, probably. So, like, she probably didn't even notice the whole thing.
But how does that happen?
Yeah, she's probably eating for more than two already.
How do you know? How do you not know that you're fucking pregnant?
420 pounds. That's how.
She probably didn't even know she was getting laid.
Like, honestly, how do you think? I always see, like,
hell is that itch in my
crotch?
Who
would impregnate or who did it? Who's the father?
I don't know.
Is it her husband?
2 days later, the first time she was a first time mother. She gave birth by C-section to a healthy 7-pound, 7-ounce boy named Walter Scott Edwards III.
How old was she?
She was 39.
That's
39 years old.
I was gonna say she's out of her prime, but that's already apparent, I guess.
And she's a parent.
She's a parent. But I always think of, I always see, like, giant people, like a 420-pound woman. That's a big woman, you know?
A 200-pound woman is a big woman.
And
we put a woman, a 200-pound woman on a seesaw.
Who
my
did?
My friend Beavis.
Yeah.
You have a friend named Beavis?
Yeah, he's exactly.
Slow
down. His real name is Brian. That? Okay, listen to this.
He's before his time.
His real name is Beavis. He's 200 pounds exactly. And we bet this chick was 200 pounds. Yeah. So we got them to go on the seesaw.
So we set him on
and
fire.
She didn't know. She didn't know.
Yeah.
And we're like, if she goes up, I win. And if he goes down, if he goes up, I lose.
Yeah.
So I won like $40 because she went up. No, she went down and Beavis went up. So she over 200 pounds. Amazing.
That's fucking insane.
Beavis out there. By
Horseshoe
the way.
Lake. Horseshoe Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. How what a fucking interesting fucking. That's amazing.
You're a dick. You're such an
I am not.
When's the last time you got a girl on a
when
seesaw?
I found out his name was Beavis, and then I went off on a tangent in my own mind.
Yeah, I know.
Seeing Beavis and Butthead episodes in my head. Yeah.
No, so but I always see those women, like, they have those big, giant, I mean, even guys, they have those big, giant asses. Like, how do they literally sit on a toilet?
They probably have a bigger toilet.
Dude.
Or maybe they just shit in a bag or something. You know, we have throw it out the window.
Like how they wipe themselves and stuff.
We have a fan who says one of their neighbors had a baby 9 months and she didn't even know.
Really?
She wasn't even that big. Let me ask her how big the lady was.
That's crazy.
Ask her that.
Give us a call, 973-229-6647. We're talking
Hawaii
about
Hawaii Christie. Give us a call.
Hawaii Christie. Billy has a lot of questions he wants to ask you. So, but I don't understand. Like their ass is so fucking huge. Like, to get around it, like, it looks like it's uncomfortable to walk for people, you know? Like, those big asses, like, school librarian.
Like a bus driver, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, bus driver woman.
Oh, her neighbor was.
Fat bus driver woman.
Come on,
her neighbor was about 300.
Bus drivers.
I'm really? Not talking about the woman.
It's fucking
you know.
Huge.
I like bus drivers. Sorry to any bus drivers out there. Cliff is really racist right. towards bus drivers.
We got a call. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I really hate bus drivers. No, I hate you.
Oh, is this Bobby?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How did you know?
Because it sounds really fucking gay.
I knew him. I only met him twice.
What's up, man? I'm sorry. I got your MySpace message. I'm sorry. I just forgot. I got it late at night, and then I worked all day, and then I was working on this shit. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, sure. And you guys just don't like me. I get the hint by now.
Okay.
No.
Oh, fuck. I tried to hang up on
him. That's fucked up.
All right. He's gone. So yeah, that's pretty incredible, right, Billy?
That's
what would you do?
Amazing, man.
What are you gonna do when your wife's 420 pounds?
Fuck you.
And you don't know whether she's pregnant or not. Like that's fucked up.
Dude, I've never hit a fat chick ever.
Really?
No.
You never hit one.
God knows I have.
And I consider a fat chick 160+.
160+.
160. What do you think? Heavy?
That's a fat chick.
Little bastard, man.
What?
No, I think he's right. That's about the
160,
right weight.
Come on. How big is he? Is she like? You know, she's 6'5 and
160 is a big chick.
Yeah, dude, 160.
Actually, Tyra Banks was up to 160, and she still looked good on.
Yeah, she's trying to. She's trying to say like that wasn't
160 or something.
That's real. Did you see the beach pictures?
Yeah. I know it's her, but she's going on and go, this is not me. This is not my body. Look at me.
She puts on the same bikini.
She puts on the same thing. It didn't fit.
It fit nice.
Oh, God.
People need to take pride in how they look.
She's fucking full of shit, Billy. It's called movie magic.
Come on. 160 pounds.
What?
It's nothing.
For a black chick, that ain't shit.
For a black chick?
For a woman, you're saying 160
pounds? For a woman, 160 is not much.
Really?
Wow, okay.
Okay.
I mean, she could be 6'5 and 160 and still kind of proportionate, right?
I don't know, man.
All right. 160 is a little bit much.
Right?
Mm. I don't know.
Laura,
Bobby got really
you?
Mad and signed off.
Oh, you're what? Bobby got mad?
He said peace, guys, and he signed off.
Oh, come on, Bobby, you little baby. I got a fucking...
Rocco, you were too busy
now.
Flipping burgers throughout the week that you couldn't fucking call the kid.
I'm sorry. First of all, I don't have his number, and I don't fucking talk to anyone on MySpace. Like,
come on, dude.
I don't talk to you. Space, I don't even talk to Laura on MySpace. I don't talk to anyone.
Rocco, it's not your responsibility. If he can't pick up the phone and call you,
exactly.
You don't know him.
Well,
shit.
He doesn't have my number either.
Oh, well, he just called you now. All right.
I think it was
now
your...
he has a number.
Well, he has my number over the thing.
Next time, call him up. Yeah. Plan this out a little better.
All right. We're going to play another song. This one's from NoFX. It's called We Got Too Jealous Again on IW Radio. This is Crash Test Radio. We'll be right back, guys.
Now we got you with these, we got you killing chum, we got you adolescent, two canines into the cruise, we got you someone got their head kicked in, we got you to climb through the mist and too jealous again. I knew you were the one when I saw machine gun etiquette. I knew you were the one when I saw the peace war come. We got you out of the fig. 31 minutes of your set. A couple of Avengers and a pair of about to step. We got two ones we do in secret. We got two GSOLs. We got two freedom and choices. We got two three hits from hell. I knew you were the one.
This weather update is brought to you by Crash Test Radio.
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
This has been a Crash Test Radio weather update. Keep listening for more development.
All right, guys, we're back. Billy had a great idea to end the break. Billy's going to make some prank phone calls. Yeah! Come on, Billy. Everyone wants you to make their these fucking live prank phone calls. People love them. So let's set it up. What are you going to do? What's on your mind? What are you going to do? Who are you going to prank?
I'm just going to call Pizza Place and have them deliver a pizza. Tell them I'm the mayor.
All right, let's do it. You got the pizza place?
You should say you're the former gay mayor.
Don't say the name or anything. Former what? You want my phone?
He's gay.
I want your phone.
Oh,
he's
fuck
a
you.
Mayor,
think I want my phone?
Do star 67. Hold on. Hold on. I got to set this up for you. Okay. Star 67. Now dial the number and do whatever you're going to do. Do your magic, baby.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Team.
Whoa, Bundy.
Whoa, Billy.
Is it on speaker?
Are you going to say Mayor Uncle Will? Oh, yeah, no. It's on speaker.
Dude, you got to tell
no, you got to... Billy, that no, turn it around, turn it around. No, yeah, right there, down. Oh, no, the top part is on the micro. Oh my god, teach him where to fucking put it. Shh.
Hello.
Hey, I'd like to get a delivery.
Yeah, to
where? To Hopatcong.
What?
Hopatcong.
What?
It's for the mayor.
It's for the mayor. It's for the mayor.
Yeah, it's for the mayor of Hopatcong.
Is Hopatcong you have a fucking mayor?
He needs 40. He needs 40 pizzas.
Can we get two pies?
He hung up on you.
Oh shit!
That was good, Billy. I like that.
Oh,
he's still there. He's gonna do it for the mayor.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do a pizza for the mayor.
Two pizzas for the mayor. We need two pies for the mayor.
Pizzas for the mayor.
Two pies for who?
The mayor of Hopatcong.
What's that?
It's gonna be stew with onions.
Listen, brother, it's pickup only, no delivery.
The mayor.
Not even for the mayor?
No, not even for the mayor.
Well,
Delivery. Two pieces.
I mean, this is my second term. You never heard of Art Linzelay?
Linzelay.
Art Vandalay.
Listen, if you want PC, you gotta come pick it up, bud.
Who are you, a tough guy?
Even for the mayor, you can't make an exception for the mayor?
I will, but it's not the mayor. I know the mayor.
Of Hopatcong?
I'm sleeping.
Not the mayor of Flanders.
I'm sleeping with you.
Oh, no, we can't. Sorry.
I'm banging your mom.
Well, I have a katana.
I'm the mayor and I'm banging your mom. I'm the mayor and I'm banging
a
your
long
mom.
Sword from
I'm banging
samurai.
Your mom.
Are you in Zeppelis?
Damn it, hang up.
Yeah.
Damn it, Billy. I'm the mayor and I'm banging your mother. That's all you have to say.
Why you make one here?
Come on, don't insult an Italian person's mother.
Do it again, Billy.
That's
call someone else.
Okay.
Who do you got? Go get the phone book. Billy, you go go look through the phone book.
Billy,
we'll play another song.
You handled yourself well during that.
That was awesome.
Okay. Really that wasn't too good, but it was
okay. Let's just start out.
I kind of choke up on prank phone calls sometimes. I'm not the best.
I laugh too much. Prank phone calls.
Yeah, Billy was good.
Hold on. I got to think of something.
Snicker.
Just give me 5 minutes.
One time,
two
my
minutes.
Buddy Pat, he called 411 and asked for Arnold Schwarzenegger's phone number. And he called the mayor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in California and asked if he could get the home phone number for Arnold.
It's the Guinness thing that when you open the bottle, it like.
He asked who his daddy was. What does he do?
All right, so we're going to play a song. We're going to play Strung Out Analog. When we come back. Billy's going to have a brand new fresh phone call. He did awesome on the practice run.
Going to ask you a bunch of questions. I don't want them answered immediately.
Check us out. Crash Test Radio myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. Instant message Ill Will. Give him some ideas, places to prank call, and we'll be right back.
Maze, and I've begun, and all I want is you.
Tonight we have a really big show. Okay, and now a word from our sponsor. It takes a very steady hand. Don't touch the sides. Butterfingers.
I was making radio shows for fun. And everybody does it. Everybody I know. Shut up!
You are now listening to Crash Test Radio only on iDobyRadio.com.
That's right. Yo. All right, Billy.
All right, let's hit it.
Let's talk about your idea a little bit first.
I'm just going to call up some dude that I know or that we know here.
But you don't really, you don't know him.
Billy doesn't know him. He's
Aaron's
friend. Aaron's
buddy.
Okay, so it's not too bad.
He's a funny little bastard.
We'll see how pissed off we can get him.
Hopefully he can get pretty fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
He's going to have a short
temper. All right, so what are you going to do?
He's Jojo.
What are you going to do exactly?
I'm going to tell him I'm a Chinese place.
Okay. All right, here we go. Billy, calling as a Chinese place.
What's it send?
What's going on? What are you doing?
Rocco, put it on speaker.
Do you have to call back? All right, there we go. What the fuck is that?
That's Bigwig.
Oh, that Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Just call anyone. Call a random number, man.
I got a number for you.
I thought we had this all planned out.
Well, he didn't fucking pick up the
Jesus.
Phone.
Yep.
This is my buddy who lives in New Hampshire.
Just let me show it to me.
Why don't you call one of the listeners' parents or something? Piss off. The listeners can give you...
My fucking friends get all pissed off.
Aaron's like plugging
I think it's cool. I think the listeners interacting if they want us to prank their
name dropping.
Someone.
I don't really know this guy too well.
Did you start 6-7 first?
Yeah.
Any of your friends know how to fucking pick up?
Hello? Hello, fondue, outside what your order.
What?
Fangul, outside what your order. Chinese food.
Did you get the wrong number, brother?
No, I don't think wrong number. Is this,
fuck your mother.
No.
Fuck your mother with
outside with your order.
I didn't order anything.
I got 4 combo plate,
cream.
57.96, and if you don't come outside, I gonna have to do so. I have to call the police.
Police.
What the fuck?
Cream Sun Young God.
I have a katana. Okay, you need to come outside. Have your order waiting.
I didn't order shit.
Tell him you're shoving an egg roll up his ass.
Yeah, but I will put a katana in your ass.
Egg roll.
Yeah, but I'm gonna put my foot in your ass. You keep mouthing off like that.
Okay, you come outside. We see who's tough.
You buy. You pay. You eat. You buy.
You come outside. We find out.
Bitch, you realize who the fuck you're talking to.
You buy, you pay, you eat.
Who am I talking to?
I don't think you do. I don't think you do, pal. Fuck off.
You buy, you pay, you eat.
You buy, you pay, you eat.
That's right.
I'm going to have to kill you.
He's gone.
He's way gone, dude.
In much respect to that guy, he's a fucking best, dude. I have your back.
Sounds like
a
real
second.
Ass.
Oh, yeah, no, he's from Massachusetts. He's got a Massachusetts temper, you know?
Dude, he apparently does not like Chinese people.
Give him Billy's number. It's 201.
Mean motherfucker. I saw this guy bust some guy's fucking teeth out once, man. He's mean.
He's a pussy.
He's a good guy.
No, I'm kidding. That's cool. All right. Well, that
hates
was fun.
The Chinese.
That's not fucking true.
Wait, he hates the Chinese?
Right here. He just.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Billy, any listeners giving you any good
like
ideas?
He's giving us tons of numbers.
What are the numbers?
I can't say them. On
some.
The
well, I mean, well, does anyone give you any stories or any ideas?
Like call maybe my mom, call my dad.
Maybe you have a brother who lost a job and we can pretend like we're someplace that
yes,
read
okay.
his resume and we're going to offer him a new job.
Our number one fan, this girl, Alicia, she says call her dad.
Call her dad.
I understand how that's possible.
170 pounds?
But okay.
Didn't realize she was pregnant?
That's you should call her. That. Billy, you should call her and ask her if she heard the story about the 420-pound woman that didn't know she was pregnant and ask her if she got herself checked out today.
I'm going to tell her. She's a roommate, so she lives in the dorm. I'm going to tell her I'm from the technology center, and I need her to go to like some crazy-ass website.
Tell her you saw her in class, and you thought she was really fucking cute, and you got her number.
I got it under control, Rocco.
Tell her she looks like a thin Drew Barrymore.
All right, let's. Okay, I'm gonna make one more. Here we go.
You gonna do it? Good job, Billy. Borat comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, Tenacious D came out the other day too. Man.
Tenacious D, I saw it.
The D movie is the best.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good. It's
too much D sometimes.
It was a little overload.
Come on, you know what you get into.
I love
the
D, but I know. I should have known.
Nobody loves himself as much as the D.
Oh, yeah, man. The greatest band in the world.
Okay, here we are.
Would you like to dance?
Making a call.
It's serious time.
What are you telling this chick?
It's crunch time, guys.
Hey, you've reached Carla. Leave me a message.
Oh, no. Get out of here. I don't want to hear names or telephone numbers. So that was a bust. Make sure your friends are home or something.
All right. Well, till next week, we'll have another prank phone call.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait. We can do something else for another 30 seconds. If you see something really good.
Okay.
All right. But that's about it. So, yeah. Back to the D movie.
Okay. Right.
You liked it. I liked it. But you loved it.
Destiny, man. Well, that's because I love the D. They're the greatest rock and roll band ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's
don't you think,
it's all bullshit.
Don't you think they pretty much? I kind of like that whole movie when it was.
I think they
that
tell
DVD
you enough.
They put out, you know.
Yeah, it was basically like the DVD.
I mean, what do you expect? It's fucking Tenacious D. You want something new?
No, it was good. It was good. It was just like a it's a bit much at times.
Never enough. Never what's enough. Fucking D.
Wait, we got Billy breaking in with some
this,
news.
This girl said she wants to call her brother because he quit a job because there were Arabians working there.
Oh,
we don't like this guy.
I'd be like,
"What?" Ask her.
I'm like the state.
What's the name of? Oh man,
I want him.
What's his name? His first name only. Type
John.
Back. John.
Yeah.
You want me to call up, or are you gonna call up as an Arab guy?
You do one. Say you're like the state workforce, and you want him to come for an interview because he quit the job because of Arabians, something like that.
What's his number?
Or you should rip on him.
Leisha, give us the person's number.
That's Leisha.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leisha.
Thank you, Leisha. His name is Robert.
It's Robert. Don't give me the number.
I'm not going to give you the number. Come and look at it.
Oh, you. You mind?
His name is Robert?
There it is.
It's an eight?
The fourth number is an eight.
I can't fucking tell.
Yeah, you got 1-8-3-4.
We basically gave out the whole number.
No, they got like 4 out of 7 numbers. They won't call anybody.
All right. What's his name, Robert?
Robert. Sorry. He quit a job because they're Arabian.
The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number.
No. Your brother's ghetto.
Yeah, he quit his job and he already isn't paying his
okay.
bill.
Okay, they switched the area code. I'm sorry.
Ah, god damn it. This is so fucking stupid. No, see, she switched that number, you dummy. I told you.
Stop fighting, Mom and Dad.
Alright.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Alright. So, was it Robert?
Robert.
Hello, Robert.
This fucking music fucking ringing things.
Yeah,
I can't fucking
don't
stand
tell me what
shit.
I want to listen to.
Hello, is it Robert?
It's after the tone.
Oh, what the fuck?
That it's like a bitch girl. Gave us her number.
What?
That bitch gave us her number.
Yeah, alright.
I would never call fucking...
Well, I guess I was a bust. We'll try it again next week, maybe. All shall right. we? So
we'll get some pre-recorded ones.
Tom and Jarrett came back from Australia, traveling with Houston Calls today. They will be on next week, hopefully. And I hear we have a nice little guest calling into our show in the weeks to come. Not going to tell you right now, but it should be really cool. So, Cliff, you have anything else to say instead of smoking a bong and blowing it into the microphone?
No, that's pretty much sums it up.
Billy, anything else? Did we find out why that number didn't work?
That lady's crazy. We'll get some for next week, pre-recorded, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to get it for next week. So anyway, guys, we'll be back on next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on iDobyRadio.com. Check us out, myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. And Cliffy Doodles, thank you for coming in today.
Absolutely, man. Great time. Thank you for having me.
Cliffy Doodles is going to be around a lot more often. Uncle Will, as always. And Aaron, our new friend.
How are you?
Thanks for stopping by today, man, and getting the beer. That was awesome. Well, I had fun. And we'll see you guys next week.